with the legendary referee, James Beard. You got to be in the ring tonight with the Freebirds. You know about the Von Erichs. You were here for that show. What do you see as far as, like, obviously we're playing off the names a little bit, but do you see a potential historical type feud, much like it was back in the day, between those two?
Well, you know, anything can happen in this business. A lot of it depends on, you know, the timing, and these guys need to have a little bit more experience, and I think they're going to do that. I'm impressed with them all. The Von Erich boys are great athletes, great guys, easy to get along with. They're the perfect guys to push if you get in the right position. And the Freebirds are the same way. You know, good kids. They work hard. All of them need a little seasoning and a little work. And then once they get that, then, you know, anything could happen.
I want to put you on the spot here, okay? Out of the Freebirds, who stood out?
Probably Tristan might be a little bit more, ahead of Buddy right now. But, I think both of them have potential to be good.
Okay, then going to the other team, the Von Erichs. Who stands out with that team?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, they're kind of like the older brothers were. They're really different. Marshall reminds me a lot of Kerry. He got that size, he got that look, he got that same kind of personality, kind of the aw shucks type thing. And Ross is a little bit more serious, a little bit more like his dad, Kevin. It'd be a toss-up as far as who's better. Both of them are great athletes. And I think that, if they're handled right and they get the right seasoning and put in the right position, then those guys can go a long way.
One last question. Absent tonight was Jake Logan. You got to watch Jake Logan, am I correct?
Yes.
You understand what a phenomenal athlete he is. You put him in the ring with a guy like Jerome Daniels.
Yeah.
Why is that not main eventing all over the United States?
Well, you know, this is a funny business. You know, a lot of it's political. A lot of it's who you know. It's a frustrating business. I've been in it for this is like four decades for me. And I started back in the 80s, so I've worked in four different decades in 30-something years. And I've seen just about everything you can think of and every kind of promoter and every kind of situation. And it's, you know, it's just a highly political business. It's tough. You know, it's not about always who's the best or who's the strongest or who's the quickest or who's the most skilled. It's a timing thing and a lot of other things are involved in whether you get that break or not.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.